Twinkies may be dangerous to your health.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
I thought I told you to stop making personal remarks about our customers.
Well, I done quit that.
No, you never quit it. What about what you said to Miss Tompkins? You told her stockings was all wrinkled.
Well, what's wrong with that? I was just being nice.
Well, she wasn't wearing none at the time. That's what is wrong with it. Now, keep your thoughts to yourself.
Now, that's the trouble with you, Jesse Prather. You don't never talk unless you got something to say. But now look at this here now, in this paper here. We got to do something about this.
Well, what's that? Well, that's just nothing but an old package of cigarettes come in.
Well, now look what it says. Warning that some kind of general has determined that cigarette smoking may be dangerous to your health. Now, what about that?
Well, Sam, they done that about 3 years ago.
I didn't know that. Well, now, it's about time the government done something about cigarettes, but they ain't gone far enough, Jesse.
Well, what do you mean, far enough?
Well, there's lots of things that's dangerous to your health. They ain't put no warning sign on them yet.
Well, what, for instance?
Like books, for instance, now. Ken Dacey gave me one of them new novels in the library, and I ain't been so shocked since I was 12 years old, and I turned to page 43 in that Sears catalog. It ain't right to put things like that in books without warning you. Why a book like that can ruin a fellow?
Well, I doubt the government ever does that. That's a scare they'll step on somebody's toes a little. Ain't that any kind of filth and trash in the world be sold before they'll put some pornographer out of work?
Well, something ought to be done, Jesse, now. All them movies and stuff can ruin a mind just as fast as cigarettes can ruin a pair of lungs. And that ain't all, now. They ought to put a warning on them motorcycles, too. They ain't nothing but two-wheeled coffins.
Well, I don't see how a warning's going to help. People nutty enough to ride one of them contraptions wouldn't quit just because somebody told them it was dangerous.
Well, if they had any sense, they would.
Oh, you think so, do you? Well, let me know this. How many Twinkies have you eaten today?
Well, 13 in all.
Uh-huh. Well, do you know what that much sugar does to you? It's dangerous, Sam. It makes you overweight, puts too much sugar in your blood. They ought to tell you that. Twinkies may be dangerous to your health.
That's crazy, Jesse. Why, the government don't have no business telling me what I can or can't eat. That's my business. I bet it's them communists who are starting all this lying about Twinkies. Give me one of them Twinkies, Jesse. I'll show the government busybodies they can't run my life from Washington, D.C. Looky here. I'm eating a Twinkie. Come and get me if you dare.
Hey, Sam. Mr. Jesse told me to watch the station till you got back. Said you gone to take your salary at the bank.
Yeah, I figured I better take it. It's not big enough to go by itself. Say, Leon, me and Jesse was arguing about if it done any good to put a warning on stuff like cigarettes and things like that. You reckon they do any good?
Well, sure they do, Sam. Kept my uncle out of a whole bunch of trouble. You remember him, Periwinkle Leak, the one with funny eyes from over at Dewdrop?
I remember him, yeah. He could watch a tennis game without moving his head. What about him, Leon? About a warning, I mean.
Well, it happened just in time, Sam. I mean just in time. Periwinkle had three kids, you know, and just when him and Aunt Icy, his old lady, was getting ready to have a meeting about the next one, well, Periwinkle read this warning in this here book.
Warning? What did it say?
It said that every fourth child in the world was born to Chinese. Now, wouldn't that have been a mess, Sam? Course, I'd like to heard the little fella talk some Chinaman talk, but now, how would they explain him down there at school?